So it when I was in Seattle during these 3 years before moving to Chicago, and I was downtown Seattle, and you know, waiting for, I don't know, the bus or my wife to pick me up on the sidewalk, and then I see a police car stopping with a siren, like in an American movie. I see these two big police officers going to the store and then trashing a guy out of the store on like this on, you know. And you know, I was kind of in distress. Yes, I said, oh, I was feeling bad for the guy. But then, that's the thing, important. Then I ask people around, say, what's happening? So my heart rate goes up. I'm in a way, in distress because of what I've saw. And then someone explained to me, well, the store manager had to call the police because that person was, I don't know what he was doing, something bad in the store. And he didn't want to leave, so you know, and that's very different. Here you see, I started to think about not so much about what happens there, but I wanted to understand what's happening in my mind, in my brain, that I get this emotional reaction, distress, but then before I get this knowledge, I want to understand the context, which I didn't get the context. Just get, you know, like a snapshot, like a few seconds of someone being trashed into a police car. Like this, right? And then, but someone explained to me why. That's very different. And that is what we could call in psychology reappraisal, right? Something like that. So you get, you know, the knowledge that explains the situation, brings context and information to what you have seen, and that will changes the way I feel about it. I don't feel bad anymore about the guy because I think that's kind of fair. If he was making trouble, or maybe he was like, you know, something bad, or like terrorist, and you're not going to take a velvet glove to ask someone very politely who say someone is doing something bad. You have to stop that action. Just knowing about what happened, what was the cause of this situation, helped me understand, and then I was not in distress anymore. And that gave me the idea to say, I want to study that. What are the mechanisms when we see someone in distress, depending on why? And that was, again, the beginning of a new line of research.